Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Swinging it along with the left. That's a grand slam.
You bet.
This is Sports Open Live. On America's Sports Voice.
What's down? Kansas City.
KMOX.
Sports Open Line rolling on here on a Monday. Only got about 25 minutes left with you as we take you till Monday Night Football this evening. Colts Steelers, the Monday night game. You talk about a roller coaster ride over the last 72 hours or so for Missouri football. They get a great win against Arkansas. They get bowl eligible. Nothing but positive vibes. And then a couple days later, we find out that leading receiver Dominic Lovett is likely to go into the transfer portal. To talk about that and some other players today indicating they're headed to the transfer portal as well, although not as high profile for sure. To talk about all of this, let's bring in a guy who covers Mizzou athletics for the Columbia Tribune. You can follow him on Twitter at MattStahl97. That's STAHL. Matt, thank you so much for your time. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me. How are you?
I am good. Let's start with the Friday, the good. Missouri gets a really nice win against Arkansas. They hold on for the victory. They get bowl eligible. I know going into the season, just being bowl eligible was not the goal. You wanted more than that. But considering their start to the season and the fact that they needed to win four of their last six to even get there, how much of an accomplishment is it that they do get to six wins this year?
Oh, it's big. And I mean, before the season, I think you may have heard from Mizzou fans say, you know, maybe we're in the 7-8 win kind of range. But I mean, if you looked at the Vegas books, they put it at 5.5. So they just about nailed it on the preseason win total there. But yeah, I mean, it looked rough early in the season. And then, you know, stuff starts coming together. You know, you figure out some stuff on defense that they hadn't figured out in 2021. And then I don't know how many people really expected him to win that game against Auburn for my USA Today pick for that game. I flipped a coin because it just felt like it was going to be a weird week. And then, you know, they did all the things they couldn't do in some of those close games early in the season. You know, just didn't fumble it away, no just bonehead mistakes, and you go ahead and win the game.
What we make too much of momentum, so I feel kind of like a goof even asking this question, and there's still a bowl game coming up, but what kind of momentum can the program take from getting to six wins this year in an attempt to take another step forward next year?
Well, I don't know. I also am not quite a believer in momentum just as a concept, but it does give you another month of practice, so that's really big. You can, you know, figure out maybe some of these younger guys, you can get them worked in, get them some more reps. I mean, you saw that earlier in the season, you know, during the bye week, they talked about working some of those younger players in, notably defensive lineman Marquise Gracial, getting him some reps he otherwise wouldn't have got. And then, you know, it comes up a few weeks later, a few people get hurt, he's got to play. So in that sense, I think it can really help you. And, you know, you're going to have some guys, you're seeing the stuff with the portal, I assume there'll be some guys who probably opt out because they can, you know, go make millions of dollars in the NFL, and more power to them for that. But, you know, you could start to see what you have for next year a little more in this next month.
When we talk about Eli Drinkwitz from a positive perspective, the first thing that comes up is his recruiting. And this last recruiting class he had was really good. He gets the contract extension. He gets bowl eligible this year. You kind of alluded to it in your last answer, but how much pressure is there that this most recent recruiting class, these young players, really take a big step forward and perform at a fairly high level next year?
Yeah, it's big. I mean, if you're him, you know, you're going into year four here. It's, you know, just time to show some proof of concept of what you're doing is working. And I mean, you know, they got the core for it. You know, I assume we'll have another quarterback battle in the off season, but you know, even without Dominic Lovett gone, you got some pretty nice pieces around there. I think the offensive line issues will kind of get worked out some in the off season. You know, Luther Burden apparently plans on sticking around, and you know, see where the chips fall. I think there will be some pressure to improve maybe from that 6-win tier they've been floating around for, I mean, really since Gary Pinkel left, to, you know, hit that sort of 8-9-win tier that they'd like to be in.
Dominic Lovett making the decision to go to the transfer portal, reportedly. He seems so kind of gung-ho on the bowl game and everything. This one caught me off guard a little bit, and maybe that's just me being naive to college athletics, but I wasn't expecting to see that news just based off some things he had previously said. Were you kind of in that same thing? Were you caught off guard, or was this not much of a surprise for you?
I was a little bit surprised it happened when it did. I'm not really surprised that it happened. And there's a couple reasons for that. Just in his class, right? Like when they were coming out, the NIL was sort of just in its infancy, and, you know, they didn't sort of get that bag that they'll, you know, they saw the most recent recruiting class get, and they see these future classes getting ready to get. So I think a lot of them really wanted to test their value, see what they could get on the open market there. And two, remember, he's from that class that completely lost its senior year of recruiting, and in his case, lost his senior year of high school football. So that class was really, really hard for coaches to evaluate properly. Like, you really couldn't do it, especially you didn't have official visits, you didn't have any of that. So I think you're going to see this a lot, where some guys might ball out and then see if they can improve their own standing in the world, at least in their head.
Probably like 90% of the players who go into the transfer portal say they're not for sure leaving, and then they always leave. He said that. Do you leave the door open at all that possibly he could return to Mizzou?
I mean, it's possible. I would really doubt it based on what I'm hearing. I think he's pretty well gone, but, you know, it could always, the door's open, I suppose. I think if he wants to come back, I don't suppose Missouri would turn him down, you know?
How important is it that Luther Burden does say that he is remaining? Earlier in the year there was speculation, and then he kind of quashed that, and then the season comes to an end, and you get a transfer portal season again, and he immediately sends out a social media message and makes sure to mention Schnooks in that as well. So he's got name, image, likeness going at a pretty good spot right now. But just from a football perspective, how important is it that he will be back?
Oh, it's big. You know, he really could be sort of the Dominic Lovett of next season. I mean, you've already seen him develop a little bit throughout this year, just get better. You hear kind of from inside the program too, he's really, you know, he's improved his work habits. Not that they were like bad in the first place, but, you know, he's just figured out how he can just adjust the college level, what he needs to do. And he's got better, I think, as the season has gone along. So yeah, he's primed for a huge year next year. And yeah, that's a massive deal to keep him around. And I mean, just on a personal level, I'm very happy because I think his chips are actually excellent.
Very good. The other two guys that's been reported over the last hour or so that are going to go into the transfer portal, quarterback Tyler Macon, defensive end Travion Ford. Does either of those do much for you in terms of impact on the program?
No, I mean, it's one of those deals. Travion Ford was I think he went to Lutheran North over there. Very, very, very good in high school. I think he was a 4-star coming out. He was just injured his freshman year and never saw the field. So that doesn't surprise me too much. Tyler Macon, too, came out of East St. Louis, where he played with Dominic Lovett and Luther Burden. yeah, he just didn't get on the field, so it doesn't, you know, surprise me at all. He'd go try and find somewhere where they can actually put him to use. I'm like, you know, they don't announce really the depth chart super far down here, but it seems pretty clear just in watching that he was probably fourth string there behind, you know, they had Jack Abraham behind Brady Cook and Sam Horn as well.
Matt Stahl from the Columbia Tribune continuing to join us. Just a couple more questions. Want to move over to basketball. They're off to a 7-0 start. They had those first two games that were too close for comfort. Since then, they've pretty much won all of their games very easily. They haven't been tested. They're going to be somewhat tested going on the road to Wichita State tomorrow. They've got those games against Kansas and Illinois, obviously looming coming up in the month of December. It's hard to evaluate this team because of who they've played, but at the same time, you can look at the roster, you can look at some of the numbers that are being put up, and it kind of feels like this team might be better than anybody thought they were going to be this year.
Yeah, I mean, and they're certainly better than last year. That's for sure. The Wichita State game, I think, is going to be telling. I mean, they're not Kansas by any stretch of the imagination, but I mean, they're certainly not, you know, little sister of the poor here. And obviously it'll be their first time for Mizzou playing in the road environment as well. Interesting to see how they handle that. So I don't think it'll be much of an issue given that they only got three freshmen on the team. You know, everybody here's kind of played college basketball before. But yeah, I don't know that they've surprised me, but it is interesting. It seems like a lot of the traits Dennis Gates in his first season has sort of tried to instill here, like, they've caught on. I mean, they've been over 20 assists every single game this year.
Specifically to Isaiah Mosley, to get him to come back home, to get him out of Missouri State, it feels like he is impacted. Some days he's going out and scoring. Obviously, what he does from an assist standpoint is a big deal. I watch this team play, and it really feels like Mosley is one of those guys that is a big reason for them being undefeated so far. Would you agree?
Yeah, obviously there was the one game where he didn't play for unknown reasons, but yeah, he's one of those dudes where, I mean, last season you saw it at Missouri State all year. He was just kind of the entire offense for them. And it's interesting this year for him that at Mizzou, he doesn't have to be that. I think they've had five leading scorers through single game leading scorers through the seven games. So, like, he doesn't have to be everything every single night. And he's also looking to pass more. I think Dennis Gates has made that pretty clear that, you know, Mosley's actually an excellent, excellent passer, but you just didn't see that so much at Missouri State. But, yeah, he's one of those guys where when it really comes down to it in conference play and beyond, I think he's one of those guys you want on your team just because sometimes you just need a dude who can go get you a bucket when you need a bucket, and he's that.
He's Matt Stahl. He covers the Tigers for the Columbia Tribune. Follow him on Twitter at MattStahl97, Stahl spelled STAHL. Matt, thank you so much for your time. Great information, and I'll look forward to having you on again in the future.
For sure. Thanks for having me.
Very good. There's Matt Stahl joining us here on Sports Open Line. More good than bad right now when it comes to Missouri athletics, and that's good to say. But the bad is Dominic Lovett just came out of nowhere to me. Not out of nowhere. It's never out of nowhere when you're talking about 18 to 22-year-olds going into the transfer portal, but certainly was a bit of a surprise, and that's news that Tigers fans did not want to hear. But outside of that, things going pretty well right now for Mizzou athletics. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap up the program. We'll get you all set for Monday night. Football tonight from Indianapolis. The Colts and the Steelers match up against each other. This is Sports Open Line on KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
Watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.